An illness or accident can totally change our lives. Let us consider what happens to someone who catches a severe disease. A person who catches such an illness will have to alter his entire way of life. Someone who was full of energy and worked both day and night until that point may now have to spend most of his time at home, in a shuttered and antiseptic environment, or in total peace and quiet. He may not be able to eat what he wants anymore. In contrast to healthy people, this individual may suffer pains, nausea, and fatigue. He may suffer a loss of strength and energy. Yet contrary to what some people imagine, this is not a negative situation. On the contrary, it is a great mercy on the person concerned. A very different picture emerges when we consider in depth the beauties that lie hidden behind sickness. Sickness reminds a person that he is helpless and in need of God. A human body that is full of health, at the moment of sickness, falls victim to viruses or germs too small to be seen with the naked eye. A single germ can put an end to all of a person's activities and make him unable to read, speak, walk, or breathe. All this may cause a person to reconsider his devotion to the life of this world. At such moments, a thinking person will better understand his helplessness and how much he stands in need of God. Thus, someone who was arrogant and proud of his possessions when he was healthy may now become aware of this truth, which he had never properly considered before. He will better appreciate the infinite might of our Lord, the Creator of all. In sickness, a person prays more and draws closer to God. Someone who catches a severe disease will begin to reflect more on death and the hereafter. He will begin to think about death and the hereafter even more as the disease progresses. He will pray to God more frequently and more sincerely to be cured of the remorseless disease from which he suffers. His closeness to God may therefore increase. Of course, this individual must avoid ingratitude and must continue to pray with the same sincerity after being restored to health. He will thus continue to lead an auspicious, in other words, a godly life, by means of the disease he caught. God refers to those who are ungrateful after having turned to Him in moments of difficulty in the Quran thus. When harm touches man, He calls on us, lying on His side, or sitting down, or standing up. Then, when we remove the harm from Him, He carries on as if He had never called on us when the harm first touched Him. In that way, we make what they have done appear good to the profligate. Through sickness, one can better understand that being healthy is a blessing from God. Some people who never suffer from illness for a long time and therefore never feel any discomfort or pain become used to these circumstances. When they do encounter a sudden illness, however, they realize that good health is a blessing from God alone. That is because one better understands the value of something when it is taken away, or when one no longer has it. As the famous Islamic scholar Sayyid Nursi said, "If there was no cold, heat could not be comprehended. If there was no hunger, food would afford no pleasure. If there was no sickness, no pleasure would be had from good health." Someone who has not fully submitted to God before falling ill may, thanks to that illness, now acquire these pleasing attributes. Since he has displayed patience in the face of difficulty, submitted to God, and displayed a pleasing attitude, that illness may be a means whereby he receives a greater reward in the hereafter. Someone who reflects on all these things never complains when he falls ill. He praises God, thinks about God's compassion, and how his illness is the product of God's mercy, and is patient. The prayer of Prophet Abraham in the face of sickness is a fine example for all believers. He who created me and guides me, he who gives me food and gives me drink, and when I am ill, it is he who heals me, he who will cause my death, then give me life, he who I sincerely hope will forgive my mistakes on the day of reckoning. My Lord, give me right judgment and unite me with the righteous.